Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. And this week, the 5-2 Bengals are back home as they will host the New York Jets. Butch, going into the season, the Jets were widely expected to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. They are not. They are 4-3, thanks largely to the number 4 ranked defense in the NFL.
Yeah, for all the heat that Sexy Rexy takes down in New York with the tabloids and everything, it hides the fact that he's a hell of a defensive coach, and that's why they're back. Rookie quarterback, I think they got 7 new starters, but they're winning on defense. And it's a defense the Bengals are very familiar with, not only with Rex coaching the Jets, but from 05 to 08, they went against him twice a year because he was a defensive coordinator in Baltimore, where actually the Bengals won 5 of the first 6 games they played against Rex. And a lot of it was, Rex's philosophy is he likes to leave one-on-one outside. And back in the day, Chad Ochocinco and T.J. Houshmandzadeh made some plays one-on-one. So I think A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Ty Leifert are going to get their shots. Now, the Bengals haven't been as successful against the Rex Ryan Jets. They're 0-3 against them, including the loss in the playoffs. But I think those teams that lost to Rex then were certainly not equipped offensively that they are now.
Let's talk about the Jets' offense. Their hand was essentially forced at quarterback when Mark Sanchez got hurt in the preseason. So they've gone to the rookie Geno Smith. 11 picks, 3 fumbles in his first 7 NFL starts. That's basically 2 turnovers a game. But he's already produced 4 game-winning drives in his first 7.
Just the kind of guy that scares you. Got a great arm. You know, Mike Zimmer talked about that yesterday, about showing his players the cannon that Geno has. He can also run a little bit. This is not an easy thing for the Bengals because since Mike Zimmer came in 08, he's had success pretty much against against everybody but rookie quarterbacks. He's 7-8 against rookie quarterbacks. And not only that, they've got an 88 rating against him, 16 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So for whatever reason, they have to solve the rookie quarterback question. And I think, as everybody knows, as Adam Jones was saying, a fellow West Virginia alum was saying, they got to put pressure on the kid.
Let's get to special teams, because it would be hard to do much better than the Bengals have done in recent weeks.
Rock solid. I mean, you can make the argument that if they didn't make the plays in the last 3 games, they wouldn't have won these last 3 games. I mean, all 3 weeks, Kevin Huber's come up with a great punt. It might have not been a long punt, but it's exactly what they needed. Mike Nugent ice in the last 2 games with 2 walk-offs. You got great coverage by guys like Marvin Jones, who's doing double duty. I think Clark Harris had the big down the ball there in Detroit that set up the winning field goal. Maybe the 2 biggest signings of this year. People talk about keeping their own. Mike Nugent and Kevin Huber just may have been the 2 biggest.
And don't forget, big blocked field goal last week as well by Carlos Dunlap, made possible by James Harrison, of all people, opening up the space for Dunlap to slice through. All right, the Bengals are 3-0 at home. They've beaten an arch rival, the Steelers. They've beaten 2 elite teams, the Patriots and Packers. Now it's the Jets. And let's face it, when the schedule came out before the season, people looked and said, Jets at home, that's a W.
You know what people are looking at, the fans in Bengaldom are looking at it and saying, and shaking their head, this is the kind of game that this team has not been able to win in the past, a home game that you have to win. If you look in the A.J. Green, Andy Dalton era, you can just point to the Houston game in 2011 when they walked in here with a quarterback making his first NFL start, T.J. Yates, he threw for 300 yards. Just last year, you look at Miami, Ryan Tannehill, should have been a win. I think people thought that's one you have to win. They got beat 17-13. And even Dallas, they had Tony Romo on the ropes. They're an A.J. Green catch away from winning that one and finishing 8-0, all in their yard. So I think that's they've conquered many mountains the last 3 weeks, starting with Tom Brady and winning a shootout in Detroit. And now I think this is another one. Winning the home game, you have to win.
We'll see if they get it done for their 4th consecutive win at 4:05 on Sunday. For Jeff Hobson and our webmaster Andy Ware, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.